hard at work? Listen to the Superhuman Channel daily. Catch older episodes of Superhuman Radio, plus listen to Superhuman Radio live every day at 1 p.m. Pacific.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Tuesday, which means during the first hour, we will be performing the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish. Later in the show, Dr. Joseph Hibbeln is going to come on and talk about a study that shows that a lot of the vegetable oils that are being touted as being healthy for you are part of the obesity epidemic. And when you realize what the linkage is, you're going to be shocked. So you're not going to want to miss that. And then also, I have to say this again, tomorrow, the second hour of the show, we will have Ken Krause, the fellow who wrote the email to Jennifer Livingston, voicing his position on why he wrote the email. And when you hear his story, I think you're going to be shocked the way it was twisted in the mainstream media to make this guy look like a villain very, very unfairly. So we will have words from him tomorrow. We're debating whether or not he's actually going to be on live, or I'm going to tape the interview today and play it tomorrow. But either way, his opinion will be out there once and for all. Okay. Welcome back to the show, Rob Regish. How are you?
Doing great, brother. Signed up for your Superhuman Radio newsletter last night. Fantastic idea.
Thank you for that. And by the way, thanks for saying that, because I wanted to plug it again. I want people to sign up. You know, we've never really had a good newsletter until Stephen Lay has come aboard. Stephen is now the director of sales. For those of you who are interested in advertising, he can help you get on air with us very, very inexpensively. But more importantly, he is now producing a really good weekly newsletter that goes out every Tuesday. And there's lots of great information there. There's information about upcoming shows, past shows. I do a little Q&A thing where I answer a question. There's great articles, great content. I can promise you, it will not be a waste of time, a sales pitch for anything. He has come aboard and he has made the newsletter a reality. And thank you to Stephen for that. So, Rob, we have a lot of great things to talk about today.
Yeah, we do. We do. I would, however, like to start with a public service announcement.
Okay.
For everyone sitting on pro-hormones slash formerly legal androgens, especially those who may have recently purchased these two, both Superdrol and Prostanazolol have now been added to the Anabolic Steroid Control Act as Schedule III controlled substances. What this means is, in the government's eyes, they're the same as D-ball or A-bombs. Mere possession is a felony, and it can land you in jail. Now, I'm sure a lot of listeners recall you, Carl, mentioning this prior about a related Superdrol compound. And as you can see now, you know, you weren't bluffing.
Yeah.
Further, the government is set to more aggressively pursue all pro-hormone and pro-hormone-like substances with a much more expansive piece of legislation that they're crafting.
Yeah.
It is designed, I'm told, to close the loophole once and for all on these hormone-related substances.
So what should I do? I'm holding an unopened bottle of Super DMZ in my hand, which is Superdrol dimethazine.
Yeah.
So do I just throw it in the garbage, or do I have to dispose of it a certain way, or like a handgun? Do I need to bring it to the police station and say, hey, I heard this stuff is banned now, you need to take it from me so the cop can start taking it?
First thing I would do if I were you is to peel the label off and lose it somewhere in your house, which, you know, it's easy to do these days.
Yeah.
All that multitasking.
And then I guess start taking them right away. So they're all gone. There you go.
Right, exactly.
Destroy the evidence one at a time. There you go.
So just word to the wise, know what is in your cabinets. Never carry them in your car, and stay current on what's scheduled as a controlled substance. They are no longer just going after the big fish, folks. It's still okay to get a sex change, though, breast implants and collagen injections.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, you know, butt implants and everything else. Right, exactly.
Expect the hypocrisy to continue.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, and on that note, we have a first question, actually from a super fan who was just on the show yesterday, Sean Knernshield.
Oh, that was him. He was fantastic. I love that interview with him.
Yeah, he's been listening to the show for so many years now. All right, so just listened to you on Super Human Radio, show number 924. Any idea where a person living in the USA can get a high-quality, real 100% ephedrine?
Yeah, this is a great question, and here are your answers. I've discussed this before. I'm going to give two options, and they are as follows. One, your local pharmacy stocks it behind the counter, and your best bet there are Primatene tabs, which are by label 12.5 milligrams of ephedrine hydrochloride, along with 200 milligrams of guaifenesin, which is an expectorant. Now, you're going to have to present your driver's license, and you're going to have to sign a logbook, but this is likely the most convenient option for most people. Your other option is this. You can import ephedrine from overseas. With respect to that import option, it seems the prior source that I recommended now has a notice up on his website saying, we currently don't ship to the USA or Asia. No problem. I found another one. This one, for pure 100% ephedrine tabs, no guaifenesin, and at a whopping 30 milligrams a tab at that. The place you're looking for, the web address is health-AN. A as in apple, N as in Nancy, -vitality.com. Unlike the old source that I recommended, you also get a tracking number to see where your order is, and thus I do think this is a much better option for most people. Now, it's important to point a few things out here. Ephedrine is still legal to purchase in the United States, as well as import, although a certain gram threshold is imposed. I believe it is 9 grams total every 30 days, if by mail order.
Well, that's more than enough for somebody to use and get beneficial effects from.
Yeah. I would say, to be on the safe side, you know, look to import no more than, let's say, 230 milligram tabs. That's a total of 6 grams. Now, you do also want to check your state laws, as some of these states are more restrictive about it than others.
And it should be noted that Rob Regish is not advising you to buy ephedrine, nor is he giving legal advice at this point
right.
in time. Okay?
I am simply answering the question.
Right.
You should also know that they use the Patriot Act to greatly restrict your access to ephedrine. That's right. In 2005, it was slipped into the Patriot Act under the Amphetamine Abuse Control subheading or whatever. That was allegedly done to combat meth manufacturers who use it as starter material for their homebrew dope.
Right.
So, you know, if you do go there, I don't know, mention my name. They may throw in some free samples. They have a Slim Jim caffeine product. But final word on this. Rights are like muscles. You don't exercise them, you lose them.
That's for sure.
Take that for what it's worth.
Okay, we're going to go a little long on this segment. Go right into the next question, which comes from Con Santori Davison. He says, Mr. Regish, I like that, very formal. Con Davison here from Detroit, Michigan. I am a user of Synthogen, and I have your blueprint manual. Both have worked out great for me. I actually use Synthogen to bridge my HRT cycle. It usually helps me make a seamless transition. I heard your blueprint thought of the day yesterday, okay, on SHR, and was blown away. It made so much sense because when I switched to a cheaper magnesium oxide and noticed a difference immediately but didn't know what it was. I mean, I knew it was the magnesium because my bowel movements changed, but I didn't know why. What you said really, really opened my eyes. But that leads to this question. What are your favorite supplement brands? Do you have a supplement brand that you trust?
You know, like most customers, I don't just have one brand. I do have my favorites, and you know, I'll be happy to share those. I do have 4 to 5 go-to companies that I like and the products that I use. So then, in no particular order, Thermolife makes exceptional products. Their E-Ball, T-Ball, Dicana, they've enjoyed much with my Blueprint guys. They're also industry leaders in terms of sourcing the absolute highest quality raw materials, even going so far as to assist other companies clean up their own quality control issues. Ron Kramer, class guy in my book, always true to his word. Just a fantastic company. Next company, Extreme Formulations. They make perhaps the best tasting meal replacement in this business. It's called Ultra Peptide 2.0. They also have a first-rate pre-workout called Vengeance that's worthy of your dollar, and a pretty savvy essential amino acid plus glucose formula called Vendetta. And they have new items coming in the pipeline that I'm excited about, and I really wish more consumers would look into them at xfmuscle.com. I'm telling you, you get one whiff of Ultra Peptide 2.0, I guarantee you'll be hooked. On a side note, Thermolife and Extreme Formulations work closely on things like nitrates and other items, exchanging ideas and such. It's just a good example of what I was talking about before with respect to Ron Kramer and Thermolife being good people. Right? You've got two great companies working together to make better products for you and me, the consumers. People are, you know, obviously aware I like muscle and sports science products. I've been a customer since 93. My favorites there in their lineup are Adaptogen N, Multilife, Multivitamins, their MassPro cold processed whey, and in particular their Bronze Organic Canthaxanthin during the summer months. Best part about Mass is what you never hear about. Their herbal extracts and such, they never sit in the warehouse for long. You get a manufactured date sticker on the bottom so you know just how long it's been sitting around and may or may not have been exposed to these extreme temperatures. For example, the last order of Synthogen I received was manufactured less than a month prior at the lab, which means, you know, considering shipping time, it didn't sit on the back of a truck or in that Mass warehouse for long. It also means this. Its contents are at peak potency. And you compare that to a lot of the big box companies who order one huge run for the year from the lab to save money. It's very likely that those items have been sitting around on their shelves for a long time, losing potency, which a lot of these ingredients are prone to, especially the herbal extracts in question. It's expensive to do smaller production runs, but it's worth every penny when you get a factory fresh product. Molecular Nutrition I'd put in the same league. Their X-Factor Advance and other products are quality stuff. I can remember years ago I tried the original X-Factor. It didn't work for me. Let Bill Llewellyn know about it. Bill knew who the hell I was at that point. He called me up to talk about why. You know, the guy took the time to help me understand why I didn't maybe get results with his product. Caught me a couple bottles of his whey at the time. Says a lot about the man and his company. Finally, both Gero and Now Foods brands are trusted, time-tested companies that I use for select odds and ends. There, I like Gero's NAC Sustain. This is a time-released N-acetylcysteine tablet. Releases over a much longer time period than just straight NAC. They also make a top-shelf krill oil that I use. It's labeled simply as krill oil, but utilizes what's known as the Superbra krill sourcing process. It's a low-temperature extract that's ecologically friendly. Lot numbers and best used by dates, are fully disclosed on every bottle. That's what I like a lot about Gero. Now Foods has a huge lineup, but you need to be selective. My favorites there are their Amino 9 Essentials product. They did their homework on this one. It includes L-tryptophan, which I mentioned before is missing in a lot of other formulas. I also like their green tea extract, standardized for 40% catechins and 60% polyphenols, which we discussed last episode, right? Used in a specific ratio, human subjects observed a nearly 50% improvement in fat loss. Here's the bottom line on this, guys. I'm really proud of Synthogen and the results it delivered. The fact people are successfully bridging HRT cycles with it now speaks volumes. Like you, though, I am a consumer. Big believer in choices. Choices are good things. The common denominator in my brand recommendations are the men that run these companies. Guys that keep their word, treat their customers right, and have worked tirelessly to bring us the absolute highest quality products possible, in some cases for decades. They're not knockoff artists, they don't steal other companies' ideas, and they don't invite government scrutiny. They innovate. We all need to think long and hard before we plunk our hard-earned money down, and those companies I mentioned wear the white hats, in my opinion, and stand behind their products. I'd encourage the listeners to check them out.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got a question from David Rosh. Is it Raish or Rosh? How do you pronounce
Raish
it?
Raish sounds more intimidating.
R-A-S-C-H-E. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you gain with it. We'll be right back.
Two of H-Force's most popular transdermal patches are now available as a buy one, get one free. The Testo 100 Testosterone Boosting Patch has the most comprehensive assortment of clinically proven testosterone boosters, including androstenedione, the aspartic acid, and stinging nettle root. The Power Patch has 25 milligrams of real growth hormone per patch. Now get a two-month supply for the price of one of either patch, or combine them both for greater results. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the H-Force banner ad to learn more. Build muscle and burn fat with increased testosterone and growth hormone with this buy one, get one free offer.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar, not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies, and no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in tier one labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan 2, mechanical growth factor, or PT-141, or hard to find peptides like tryptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains and record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Yesterday I asked people if they're having problems downloading the show. There's a small poll on superhumanradio.com's homepage on the right-hand side. I'd really appreciate it. I have to assume that if no one's voting yes, then no one's having a problem. And I understand that. If you are having a problem, I'd appreciate if you go and vote yes, that you're having a problem. And if you have the time to vote no, because you're not having a problem, like Gil Elaine did, and I appreciate that. Just let me know, because we want to make sure that the server is working properly for the month of October. And I'll explain why at the beginning of next month. Anyway, okay, we're talking with Rob Regish. This is the Blueprint Power Hour. And the next question comes from David Raish. He says, I want to do bench press machine, rowing machine, and leg extension leg curls. These exercises are not as taxing as the compound movements that I did before, which is why I want to try them out. Would that be a good idea, or are my old EDT blocks much better? The EDT blocks are for hypertrophy, so I thought it would be a bad idea to do some isolation exercises to save my CNS some exhaustion. I tend to have this same thought from time to time, by the way. Also, yeah. I will take Synthogen on training days, 5 pre, 5 during, 5 post. On days off, no Synthogen. Addendum, is it bad if I don't do the static bench press on the end of the upper body days? They're screwing with my shoulders. Is there a better alternative for me? I could try just doing them every second workout.
Yeah, that's a great self-diagnosis, David. To answer your question, though, if you do feel that your central nervous system recovery is suffering from the compound moves that we do typically use in blueprints, EDT blocks, as I call them, by all means, you know, some machine work is a suitable short-term alternative. I'd counsel, though, to return to the compound free weight work as soon as you're able. They're undeniably superior for hypertrophy, the free weight movements, given decades of anecdotal evidence. You may also want to consider adding one free weight move and a machine movement to ease back into things. And that's a strategy I've recommended before to some folks. It seems to work exceptionally well for most. The EDT work is, in fact, there to boost hypertrophy. But always after, that work is always done after our dedicated strength work. That needs to be satisfied in my mind first. So for what it's worth, it's my opinion that any hypertrophy training should be done after max strength work. And this makes all the sense in the world to me, as your absolute or alpha strength underlies all other types. Performed properly then, the body fills out with a lot of new muscle when performed in that sequence. And when I answered this question on Facebook, I did receive some validation, given an answer from longtime trainer, listener, and friend, Sean Buffington, up in Canada. He's saying, I agree. I like to do strength phases right before hypertrophy to set the stage for growth. Then right after, live in your new gains, something I learned from you, Rob. It really is true, and this advice is going to serve listeners well. So, on the matter of your Synthogen dosing, David, everything you're doing there is great. The training day only dosing is a great strategy insofar as it's enough for 18 rigorous workouts and something I'm encouraging people to experiment with. Now, I do suggest loading a bottle first and then going to the training only day dosage, but it served me well. It served some other people as well. The only thing I miss is this feeling of well-being that's associated with Synthogen. It seems to impart it. I don't get it on the off days when I take it. I noticed it almost immediately. I don't know if there's some sort of nootropic effect. I just haven't been able to put my finger on what's causing it yet, but your Synthogen dosing there is fine. Finally, with respect to your last point on the static holds, the static holds we use in Blueprint aren't really the problem. Performing them too frequently can be the problem, as they're quite taxing. If they're causing issues, the best solution is something that you've already self-diagnosed, is to perform them every second or even third workout, where I think what you're going to find is the leaps in strength are even more pronounced due to the extra recovery time between sessions, and your shoulder pain should subside, if not be eliminated altogether. likely that was contributing to some of your central nervous system exhaustion. And the fix is simply more time in between sessions. I hope that helps, David. Please do report back on those results if you put the tips into practice, brother.
Very good. Okay, the next question comes from John Stevens. Rob, I hope you're well. I'm using Synthogen, and although I'm not sleeping or eating well, and only during some sporadic circuit training, doing some sporadic circuit training, trying to lose some fat as I'm getting married in 2 weeks. Congratulations. I'm still seeing good stuff. I own the site livelongerlivestronger.com and I'm always looking towards self-improvement, as are my readers. So, with just a few weeks to go, with a load of Synthogen at hand, how would you best put it to work?
Yeah, you know, for those that aren't aware, John's website, livelongerlivestronger.com, it really is a terrific site. I had no idea that he owned that site or even operated it, so when he, you know, messaged me on Facebook, I was pretty surprised. But it is a terrific
resource.
So
he has livelongerlivestronger.com.
Right.
Because there's another guy that has livelongerlivestronger.co.uk.
Yeah, I don't know, you know, I don't know about that one. What I can say is I have been visiting livelongerlivestronger.com for quite some time because it's slanted more towards, you know, natural medicine and nutritional services for health and longevity, which sometimes is a nice break from the I want to be the biggest, strongest guy in the world mentality that some of us carry around. But to answer your question, it's a terrific site. I would just recommend going there for a little balance like I do every now and then. But given your circumstances, John, congratulations, by the way, on the impending marriage, I would consider the following with respect to Synthogen. On your training days, 5 caps immediately pre-workout, 5 halfway through, and 5 immediately post, then eat up big. On the off days, 5 caps 3 times a day, just prior to your biggest meal, say breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Now, that is the max dosing threshold for Synthogen. But it's important to use that much if you're dieting that hard and not sleeping. And interestingly enough, this is where Synthogen really shines, due to its ability to rapidly repair the body and replenish cellular energy that is drained by lack of sleep and poor diet or even overtraining. So it's really not a surprise to me anymore. You know, as you and many other people using Synthogen have found out, it's a real pleasant surprise when you show up at the gym and outperform under sometimes prolonged, less than ideal circumstances. So I hope that helps, John. Congrats on the impending nuptials, and I'd love to hear back from you.
Okay, let's see where we are. I'm sorry, I got distracted looking at live stronger, live longer. No, my motto has been live stronger, live longer since I started doing the show, and all of a sudden there's these websites that are kind of coining the term. We actually have to take a break. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got a question next from Rob Haas. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by Mass Pro Synthogen. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There's a new thing. Gets down to the name with it. Yeah, that's it.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Never before in the history of Muscle Gauge Nutrition have they ever been so generous, and this is only available to the Superhuman Nation. Now get 25% off any order when you use the coupon SUPER. Save on sports performance supplements like creatine, BCAAs, Huge Impact, and their flagship product, Whey Isolate. Save 25% off weight loss products like Trim Down Advanced or Gauge Lean MRP. Or check out their line of multivitamins formulated for men and women. Whatever you want, Muscle Gauge has it. Go to MGNstore.com and use the coupon code SUPER today.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, Dr. Joseph Hiblin will come on and talk to us about how many of these vegetable oils that you're being told are the best things for you to be eating right now, polyunsaturated fatty oils that are supposed to be healthier than saturated fatty oils, may actually be contributing to the obesity epidemic in this country. Shocking. Okay. By the way, during the break, I just purchased LiveStrongerLiveLonger.com. I don't know how I didn't buy that years ago when I first started using that. It's like every time I turn around, somebody's coming up with a takeoff of it. I don't mean they're ripping me off, obviously, but, you know, it's I'm like, wait a minute. I've been using, I mean, it's been a slogan on my website since 2005. Yeah. And so I'm like, well, I better get on it. So I just did. There you go.
Good man.
Okay. Rob Haas. Right? Hi, Rob. I've been listening to many of the old Body RX shows, and in particular the ones focusing on post-workout nutrition, where it's stated that addition of carbs pre- and post-workout are beneficial. In addition to Synthogen as a pre- and post-workout supplement, would the addition of carbs further extend protein synthesis, or does your rate-limiting step theory have a similar effect? By the way, listening to your Body RX interview again with Andrich and Wolf, you knocked it out of the park mentioning body types, which up to that point wasn't taken into consideration, and may have be why Dr. Mara DePasquale's theory on post-workout carb intake doesn't work for some people, including me. There you go.
Yeah, you know, Rob asks a very insightful question here, and it's a hotly debated topic, but here's my take. Carbs need to be considered anti-catabolic insofar as they will stop muscle protein breakdown. And they do this by virtue of the fact that they raise insulin and antagonize cortisol. Now, that's a good start, but it's only half of the picture. In order to actually grow new muscle, your body needs the essential amino acids, all nine, in circulation to contribute to that effect and complete it. They both stimulate and complete the protein synthesis process. So carbs, with respect to what he's seeing or asking about, you know, will carbs help? Yes. How do they help? They work in an anti-catabolic fashion, again, by stopping muscle protein breakdown. Now, here's the wrinkle. Respected authorities, like Dr. DePasquale, argue that you can elevate insulin enough with glucogenic amino acids and, by foregoing carbs, extend the post-workout window of opportunity. I have successfully done that, but it takes some practice and experimentation. It is a long road, by the way, if you're going to do it right. And it involves the glucometer, lots of bulk raw amino acids, and playing around with various ratios to get it right. He did ask about Synthogen, and that's frankly where it comes in. All the work's been done for you there insofar as rapidly stimulating and extending a state of protein synthesis without carbs. But having said that, I'm going to take the middle ground on this one because it's all about your goal, whether meaning are you bulking, recomping, or cutting, and establishing how many and what type of carbs your body can tolerate to get the anti-catabolic effect you're after. So getting back to the somatype issue that I raised way back when, I tend to recommend ectomorphs do this with carbs, anything starting with, let's say, 4 to 6 ounces of tart cherry juice and the sugars contained therein, on up to 75 grams of, let's say, carbolin in their intra-workout drink. You need to proceed slowly, I would say in 25-gram amounts, to see what your carb tolerance threshold is. Mesomorphs and endomorphs, on the other hand, they may want to substitute an equal amount, gram for gram, of a glucogenic amino acid for their carbs, such as L-glutamine. Here's the bottom line. If you're going to go the carb route, proceed slowly, and, you know, beginning with no more than, let's say, 25 grams in your intra-workout drink from one of the recommended carb sources that I mentioned, graduating on up to about 75 grams, no more. If you're not using Synthogen, you're going to want to ensure at least a 2-to-1 ratio of carbs to essential amino acids to ensure that the carbs spare the essential aminos to do their job, which is to repair and rebuild muscle tissue. So with that strategy, each soma type will, over time, likely find their individual carb threshold. And even if you don't, you can switch out the carbs for the L-glutamine or other glucogenic amino acids and still get to Gainesville.
Very good. Okay. Yeah. The next question, or actually comment to a question, comes from Jason Lelou. He says, Carl and Rob, I don't have a question this week, but needed a follow-up on last week's question I posed. Instead of getting that new 105% of one rep max, I went ahead and knocked out 112% of PR. Congratulations, by the way. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I also have an anecdote, anecdotal rave for Synthogen. Last Tuesday, we had a particularly grueling day at work, 5 times 1,200-foot poles of heavy copper wire. Imagine standing cable rows at about 75% weight for how many ever reps it took to move 1,200 feet times 5. Anyway, I was supposed to get that new rep max the next day. When I got home, I was absolutely wiped out. So I downed 7 Synthogen and some tart cherry juice and went to bed. The next day, I was a little sore, but not near as sore as I had expected to be. And it's lucky because that turned out to be the repeat wire pull workout. I got home after work, cherry juiced and Synthogen before bed. Thursday morning, had no soreness. I can't say for sure how sore I would have been, but I'm trading in the Bengay for Synthogen. P.S. We pulled wire Thursday also. I wound up waiting till today to do my workout for the new max rep. Thanks, guys, for all you do. Seriously.
Well, congratulations, Jason. You know, I wanted to include his feedback here to first and foremost acknowledge his hard work. Emphasis on hard work. I also wanted to point something else out. In his question last week that was sent to On Air, he didn't phrase his question about what to do if he hits his new 105% one rep max. He said, when I hit my new one rep max. You know, I then dropped five or so tips to ensure success. The message here is this. You just can't lose when you stack the blueprint deck with the following things on your side. The loading pattern that Jason used is exceptional for what it does, and there are half a dozen more in Blueprint that deliver in spades, and they just build on top of each other. They have an incredibly high success rate in the general training population. It literally takes all the guesswork out of your training, and as a result, your confidence builds every workout as you see yourself getting larger and stronger each week. He also got a bit of coaching from me and the other Blueprint Army members along the way. You know, it's a team effort when you enlist because the more minds that you have around you, it virtually guarantees your success. And then finally, yes, he did add Synthogen to give him that last little bit of an edge that we all seek. But make no mistake, credit here is due to Jason for delivering the goods come showtime. All right. Come to find out, that meant 20 pounds on not only his bench, but on his squat. And, folks, he accomplished that in just six workouts. So, final word. I'm challenging people to invest in the Blueprint to see for yourself what Jason and thousands of others already know. It is the most powerful physique transformation information you will ever come across. And for a limited time, as we've been talking about, you're also going to get the Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course absolutely free.
That's a $20 value.
Yeah. I mean, and guys, you know, as an example, did fantastic with it. I'm telling you guys this now because Blueprint is going up in price next month from the $50 that it retails for today. I've said that before, but it's time. Why? Because the information in 2.0 and 3.0, it's been told to me many times. It's worth 10 times that much. I've held off for nearly 2 years now since 3.0 launched. There is some new information and tools that have been developed that are part of it now that make it that much more powerful. And as big a hit as Synthogen is, I give it to people straight. The little known twists on the fundamentals found in the Blueprint are a lot more powerful than any bottle of pills, powder, or potion that's going to be gone in 30 days anyway. It's still going to be benefiting you decades from now.
Yeah.
It's something to ponder prior to November.
And you know what? If you had to take a course, you know, if you had to go sit down at a course somewhere, pay a personal trainer a few visits to teach you how to do this stuff, you'd pay a few hundred dollars for what you get in the Blueprint.
Yeah, I know it.
Let's take our last commercial break. When we come back, we've got the Blueprint tip of the day. You're listening to Rob Regish. This is the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by Mass Pro Synthogen. Check it out. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com. Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. Over 35% of all men over 20 will struggle with painful chronic prostatitis at some time in their lives. Relaxin is a novel dietary supplement shown in a preliminary retrospect study to be more effective than antibiotics at relieving symptoms of chronic prostatitis. Relaxin is safe and effective for men. If you suffer from prostatitis and don't want to take powerful drugs, antibiotics, or risk procedures, give Relaxin a try. Go to bioadvantex.com to learn more. That's bioadvantex.com. Stop living with embarrassing pain and symptoms associated with chronic prostatitis today. Get Relexin, R-E-L-E-X-I-N.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's S-H-R and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. And now, for the Blueprint Tip of the Day. What is it, Rob?
Well, the Blueprint Tip of the Day has to do with a new stimulant on the block that goes by the name hygenamine. So let's talk about this a little bit. With the current restrictions on ephedrine and the impending demise of DMAA, aka
which is germanium oil, right? I mean,
right, geranamine.
Yeah, geranamine.
Geranium. You know, the search for novel stimulants continues. Most of these have been absolute busts, with companies just simply upping the caffeine content on their various thermogenic and fat burner type supplements. That may be changing if, and it is a big if, hygenamine, aka norcoclarine, is as good in the real world as it looks in the literature. So let's talk about what it is. Hygenamine is a derivative of Indian lotus leaves, and the compound has recently attracted a lot of scientific interest due to its pharmacology. They've noticed a variety of effects both in vitro, test tube, and in animal models, but its effect in humans are unknown. Important point. The results of a 2009 study that was published in Planta Medica revealed the compound as a beta-2 adrenergic receptor agonist. Adrenal receptors are the most prominent receptors in fat cells. They're also expressed, for what it's worth, in skeletal muscle. Interestingly enough, though, It's been shown to increase blood flow to the corpus callosum, that being your penis, which is the exact opposite effect usually seen with other stims like ephedrine. And the research also points to the possibility that it has a cyclooxygenase inhibitory effect similar to aspirin, meaning it may thin the blood. So let's talk about the animal studies that have been done. There was a rodent model reported that hygenamine-mediated cardiotonic properties, vascular relaxation, and bronchodilator effects. In particular, via it induced relaxation, again, in the rat's corpus callosum, leading to improved erectile function. The improved vasodilatory signaling, hygenamine has been shown in animal models to possess anti-platelet and thrombotic activity, suggesting it contributes to enhanced arterial integrity. This is important stuff because most stimulants are vilified for their effects on the heart, and this stuff seems to be benefiting it, at least in the animal models. Now let's talk about the human data. This is going to be a short one. Unfortunately, the only pharmacokinetic data in humans pertains to IV injections, and what it showed was a half-life of around 8 to 10 minutes. Toxicity studies. With respect to the toxicity, the researchers suggested that the levels of hygenamine reported in food consumption, estimated to be about 47.5 milligrams in a 9-ounce serving of Lotus, would be comparable to the amount used in food supplements. During one study of acute toxicity, mice were orally administered the compound at a dose of 2 grams per kilogram of body weight. None of the mice died during the study, suggesting that there's little concern for acute toxicity when the compound is orally consumed. Roughly speaking, when you translate the rodent data to humans, that would mean a 12-gram dose for human beings. And again, the mice didn't die. Now, operative word there is they didn't die, okay, but, you know, that's not to say that there couldn't have been some other horrific effects. Just understand that the available toxicity done in rodents seems to point to a relatively safe compound when used in reasonable amounts, about 47.5 milligrams. Again, underscore the fact, no human studies yet. Real-world feedback. The Achilles heel with the compound appears to be an extremely short plasma half-life, which I spoke to earlier. You have to take that with a grain of salt, though, because that short half-life comes from the IV injection study. The only way to know the true half-life after oral administration is to evaluate the half-life after oral administration in humans. Usually, the half-life after oral dosing is longer, usually. Important to note, though, that there are times when they will be the same, or where the intravenous route has a longer half-life. That is the exception to the rule, though. Having said all that, here are some excerpts I found online. Completely anecdotal, but it's all we have to go on given the real-world use of the compound to date. Quote, the feeling lasts 3 to 4 hours without a doubt. I feel it in stimulation, the performance, and the breathing. Quote, has given me great results, fat loss, energy, and performance. Quote, it takes a bit longer to get going than most stims, but then it hits. In my opinion, it is best to sit and wait and watch this situation unfold for about another 6 months after having the opportunity to contact maybe some trusted friends or board members that have tried the product before taking the plunge. Having said that, I know there are a lot of guys that'll do it willingly and do it now. So what are the products out there that contain hygenamine? It's not available yet in bulk at an economical price point. The one place I found selling it wanted about $800 a kilo, with a kilo being your minimum order. So thus far then, here are the commercial formulas that contain the ingredient. Alpha T2, Jacked 3D Micro, and a product called Alphamine. If you are so inclined to pull the trigger on one of these, I would opt for Alpha T2 by PES, either at NutriPlanet or Orbit Nutrition.
Orbit
has it bundled with Jack 3D Micro for $54.95, and that's before the Superhuman Radio discount code.
Right, exactly.
So, final word here. It really is too early to tell. And the fact these companies are combining it with thyroid-like compounds, caffeine, alpha-yohimbine, etc., isn't making it any easier for me or anyone else to discern what it can do on its own. I suspect, used standalone, not much is going to happen with hygenamine. However, used in combination with some of these other nutraceuticals, it may hold promise. Personally speaking, I'll be waiting until it becomes available in bulk at a more reasonable price. I did, however, wanted listeners to be aware of what this ingredient is, what it does, and offer some insight as to its potential, and especially spec out its safety profile. It cannot be overstated. We all bear responsibility for what we put in our bodies, and we must carefully weigh that risk-to-reward ratio for these products. You know, it's murky waters out there, and you've said it before, Carl, and it's true. The good news is there's stuff that works. The bad news is there's stuff that works. And we just, you know, the more education that we can disseminate and the more that we understand and the more that we can plug that into our own personal risk-to-reward formula, the better educated customer will be.
I really don't know. When I was a young man, I enjoyed stimulants. I just don't see the overall need for stimulants. I have to be honest with you. I know that, like, in the case of beta adrenergic receptor activators, there is some evidence that they may help in fat loss. But the overall sensation of being overstimulated, in my humble opinion, is really overrated. And a lot of guys are not as strong when they're overstimulated. They actually get washed out. The adrenals get washed out. They don't have the gas in the tank, so to speak. And I found that the days I went to the gym where, not that I was the most exhausted, but I just didn't, I walked into the gym thinking, oh, I don't think I have it today. I just don't feel like extremely motivated. Those were the days I had some of my best workouts.
Yeah, so I'm right there with you.
I got a feeling that people need to start embracing the notion of letting your body do the work when it comes to stimulants. I like Craze because Craze has like 80 milligrams of caffeine in it, which is like four cups of tea. But the focus factor of Craze, I can get behind. But I'm really rethinking this whole, you know, I want to be, you know, I want to feel like, you know, Speedy Gonzalez when I walk into the gym, because you become overly distracted. You become overly anxious. You become, it's just way too over the top, and you're not going to be the strongest then. You're just not.
Yeah. And let me offer this as a guy that has used liberal emphasis on the word liberal amounts of ephedrine and caffeine over the last 20 plus years. I would second that statement, and I'll tell you why. A lot of the stim cell, let's be honest, stim cell, because people can feel
them. You can feel it, exactly.
You know, a lot of people get all jazzed up, oh my God, this stuff is working. Let's take a step back for a second. Okay, it allows you to train harder. You may even be able to lift more weight, move more total tonnage per unit of time. That digs into your ability to recover. And if you are not putting back as much as you are taking away, you will soon find yourself not only with adrenal exhaustion, central nervous system will rebel on you. You will observe central nervous system disinhibition, and the body becomes depleted of ATP, other cellular energy substrates. All I'm saying is, if you're going to play around with these compounds, do so sparingly. And make sure that if you're making an effort to jack yourself up, make sure that you make just as big an effort to put back things like electrolytes, ATP, carnosine, and these other compounds that really do fuel the body. They don't stimulate the body. They fuel the body. Big difference.
Okay, listen, Rob Regish, as always, thank you for everything you put into the Blueprint Power Hour, brother.
You got it. Thanks for having me back, and I'll talk to you Thursday.
Talk to you soon. All right, so we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to have Dr. Joseph Hiblin on, and we're going to talk about some misinformation out there about some polyunsaturated fatty acids. You're going to want to hear this one. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Over 35% of all men over 20 will struggle with painful chronic prostatitis at some time in their lives. Relaxin is a novel dietary supplement shown in a preliminary retrospect study to be more effective than antibiotics at relieving symptoms of chronic prostatitis. Relaxin is safe and effective for men. If you suffer from prostatitis and don't want to take powerful drugs, antibiotics, or risk procedures, give Relaxin a try. Go to bioadvantex.com to learn more. That's bioadvantex.com. Stop living with embarrassing pain and symptoms associated with chronic prostatitis today. Get Relexin, R-E-L-E-X-I-N.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today. And do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com. People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WhayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com. Two of H-Force's most popular transdermal patches are now available as a buy one, get one free. The Testo 100 Testosterone Boosting Patch has the most comprehensive assortment of clinically proven testosterone boosters, including androstenedione trione, D-aspartic acid, and stinging nettle root. The Power Patch has 25 milligrams of real growth hormone per patch. Now get a two-month supply for the price of one of either patch. Or combine them both for greater results. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the H-Force banner ad to learn more. Build muscle and burn fat with increased testosterone and growth hormone with this buy one, get one free offer.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
DJ Yoda.
Here we go.
I didn't want to interrupt little Richard there. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay, before we get into the discussion, I have to plug Adele Moose's blog today at subversity.com. When rodents squat, scientists gain insight into how muscle grows. IGF response to exercise does matter, locally, not systemic. What a great post this is, because for the first time, the scientists didn't put the rats on a treadmill or immobilize one of their hind limbs to create the illusion of overloading on the other limb. They actually put them in a little squat machine. It's so cute. The rats are in these little canvas jackets, and all they can do is stand up and down, and they use electrostimulation to get them to squat. Really, really brilliant. Go to Subversity, SUPPVERSITY.com today. Okay. We're told that polyunsaturated fatty acids found in many vegetable oils are really good and healthy for us. We've discussed on this show numerous times the potential drug-like effects of some fats on the brain, some beneficial, not so beneficial. My guest today is Captain Joseph Hiblin, and he is a physician at the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism at the NIH in Bethesda, Maryland. And we have an interesting discussion to talk about fat. How you doing, Dr. Hiblin?
Carl, just great. And thank you so very much for having me on your show.
It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. Now, we have talked in the past 8 years ad infinitum about the effects of certain fats on the brain. And your research is really very intriguing, given the fact that we are, according to the CDC's own estimations, going to be a population of 50% obesity by the year 2030. And we're looking for every way we can to try to unlock the secrets to why the population is becoming obese. And this angle here is so intriguing to me. So first of all, talk about the design of this study.
Right. Well, the first question of the study was whether or not the primary organ involved in weight gain was the brain, and was the brain's thermostat regulating how full we are and how hungry we are.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like you imagine a thermostat in a house. It gets too cold, the thermostat kicks on, and the heat pumps up. Well, you get hungry, certain chemicals in your brain kick on, and you feel hungry, you eat enough, and they kick off. We have known in the past decades that the prime thermostat for hunger in the brain is a system of marijuana-like molecules.
The cannabinoid receptor, right?
That's correct.
Now
exactly.
This is, I want to stop here just for a second, because I want to emphasize, you know, for those of us, I'm 54 years old. I was raised in an era where recreational drug use was actually not only condoned but expected of us at a young age. And anybody who's ever experimented, and those of you who live out in the West Coast where medical marijuana becomes increasingly more available, know that when you smoke pot, you get the munchies. It's a joke. I mean, they talked about it on TV shows. It's a subject of laughter. But there's a chemical mechanism for that reaction, correct?
That's exactly right. And everybody has heard about the munchies, and there's, you know, a brief period of time after people smoke marijuana where they get dopamine release and they feel happy, but for a much longer period of time afterwards, they're left in a state where their thermostat is stuck on empty. That is, they have high levels of those marijuana-like molecules or marijuana molecules in their brain that are overriding the receptor, and when those levels are high, your brain is always stuck on feeling hungry. It's only when those levels of marijuana-like molecules fall off and plummet that you feel satisfied.
Okay.
And if they stay high forever, you never feel satisfied, you never feel full.
Okay, now let's focus on a particular fat that you looked at, linoleic acid, correct?
Right.
Okay, now linoleic acid is found in great abundance in many different types of edible oils, and we'll address those later on. So where's the linkage to the cannabinoid receptor and linoleic acid?
Man, this is so interesting. The brain makes its own marijuana-like molecules. It's made it for millions of years. And those marijuana-like molecules, called endogenous cannabinoids, cannabinoids from cannabis, endo from being part of your own brain, those endocannabinoids hit the receptor. Now, what are these potent molecules made of? They're made of fats that we can only get from our diet. Those molecules, the backbone of those diet, of those molecules are arachidonic acid and omega-6 fatty acid, and the primary source of arachidonic acid from our diets are junk foods and processed foods, French fries, chips, muffins made with vegetable oils.
And this is what I want to talk about. Before we go further, I want to ask you a question that just dawned on me. Is tetrahydrocannabinol, the active ingredient in marijuana, and also in, I want to say it's called Marinol, which is a drug, is a pharmaceutical agent used to impart the benefits of marijuana on individuals. Is that fat? Is that a fat molecule?
No. Those pharmaceutical marijuana-like molecules, the THC, those are not fat.
Okay.
They come from plants, and they happen to hit the same receptors in our brain as do these, the brain's own marijuana molecules that are made from arachidonic acid. And the arachidonic acid is made from these seed oils.
Right, which is the linoleic acid, which I want to stay focused on that for a second, because one of the things that you mentioned a moment ago is that linoleic acid is considered considered an essential fatty acid because we don't make it ourselves. We must get it from our diet, right?
Absolutely.
Now, that tells me something right there when I go back and I use critical thinking skills. If it was really important for us to have it, our body would be making it after all of these thousands of years of evolution. The reason that we don't make it is probably because it's not that great for us. Am I off base on there? This or what?
Well, if you can import it cheaper than making it, you know, why make it? And throughout evolution, small amounts of linoleic acid have been available in the diet because they're readily made in most plants and they're readily made in seeds. So for about, you know, the 5 million years of hominid evolution, linoleic acid was available in the diet, but usually no more than about 1% of calories or 2% of calories.
Okay. Now, this is a very important distinction, because we have to take a break, but I want to leave a little teaser as we go into the break. And that is the fact that the amount that was increased in the diet of the rats was similar to that of the increase we see in the human population. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more. We're speaking with Dr. Joseph Hiblin. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
For the first time ever, Need to Build Muscle has introduced a fat burner that is so sophisticated, you'll realize why it took them so long to bring one to market. IntuBurn is here. Through multiple pathways and agents, IntuBurn increases thermogenesis, turns on brown adipose tissue to consume even more energy, modulates blood sugar, while insulin-mimicking agents keep insulin from spiking, stimulates beta-adrenergic activity. Heck, even the coating on the tablet contains cinnamaldehyde, a potent appetite suppressant and insulin regulator. While other fat burners focus on one or two of these pathways, IntuBurn does it all. Go to NeedToBuildMuscle.com today and start shedding fat now.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive
drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Never before in the history of muscle gauge nutrition have they ever been so generous, and this is only available to the superhuman nation. Now get 25% off any order when you use the coupon SUPER. Save on sports performance supplements like creatine, BCAAs, Huge Impact, and their flagship product, Whey Isolate. Save 25% off weight loss products like Trim Down Advance or Gage Lean MRP. Or check out their line of multivitamins formulated for men and women. Whatever you want, Muscle Gauge has it. Go to MGNstore.com and use the coupon code SUPER today. People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WhayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com.
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomerase. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting TASciences.com. That's TASciences.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Joseph Hiblin. We're talking about the effects of, most specifically, linoleic acid, a type of fatty acid found in many, many vegetable oils. And for those of you who want to know more about this, you need to understand that a lot of the new edible oils that we're being told are very, very healthy for us have high degrees of linoleic acid, especially grapeseed oil, 69%. Safflower oil, almost 75%. Soybean oil, 51%. A lot of these oils have high degrees of linoleic acid. Why is this important? Okay, so Dr. Hiblin, the rats were given one of two types of ad libitum dietary models, correct?
Right. We wanted to critically mimic in the rodents what occurred in the last 100 years, which was a bizarre dietary change in human evolution. The diets in 100 years went from 1% of calories in linoleic acid to 8% of calories in linoleic acid. So that's a very huge increase. And as we discussed before, this linoleic acid is made into arachidonic acid and can elevate the levels of these brain's marijuana-like molecules, the endocannabinoids. So we mimicked this in animals. We gave one set of animals a medium-fat diet, one set of animals a high-fat diet. Within those diets, we selectively elevated linoleic acid, like we did in human evolution, and levels of these marijuana-like molecules tripled in the liver and went up about 20% in the brain.
Wow. So can we say, or am I reaching with the supposition that these oils may have some drug-like effect?
Oh, it's clear they have drug-like effects. It's unequivocal.
And so, would it be realistic to say that someone who is indulging in a diet high in these particular types of fatty acids would then become, would start to crave them even more to continue to get that feeling from them?
That is possible, and that is likely. What we do know is that in human beings, we can adjust these levels of linoleic acid and of endocannabinoids. We know that we can, people have already published that if you give more omega-3 fatty acids, and you push down the omega-6 fatty acids and push down the linoleate, that lowers the endocannabinoids.
Now, is it simply the replacing one oil for the other, or does the omega-3 have some sort of mitigating effect on the effects of the linoleic acid?
There are multiple things that occur. First and foremost is that the omega-3 fatty acids push out the omega-6s and push down the arachidonic acid, and they replace them with the marine omega-3 fatty acids. Those marine omega-3 fatty acids, they in and of themselves have unique biochemical and drug-like properties. They increase the resolution of inflammation. They increase telomere length. They increase gene expression throughout the liver and throughout the brain. They prevent cells from dying after they're under trauma and in distress, both brain cells and other cells. And they replace the omega-6 backbone endocannabinoids with omega-3 backbone endocannabinoids, which are much more beneficial.
Okay, now I want to be clear for the audience. When you refer to these as the marine source, are we talking about plant or are we talking about fish?
The omega-3 fatty acids, some come from plants. Alpha-linolenic acid you can find in flaxseed oil, but that's not quite as potent and quite as useful as EPA and DHA, which are found primarily in fish.
Yes.
And in seafoods.
And let me tell you something. I have to share this with you because I think that this could also help with some of the work that you're doing. But we have talked on this show, and I'm a huge proponent of pastured cows that are completely grass-fed and finished on grass before they are processed. And it's well understood that cows that eat grass, which nature intended them to, for their entire lives, have a one-to-one ratio of omega-3 to omega-6 similar to that found in salmon, as opposed to commercially raised cows, which has an omega-3 to omega-6 ratio of 1 to 26.
Well, the big deal is actually not in the cows, because the cows have a ruminant stomach.
Right.
And they destroy most of the polyunsaturates, both omega-3s and omega-6s. When they're finished with corn diets, yes, they push the omega-6s. However, the real increase in the food supply is chickens and pork.
Really?
Which don't have ruminant stomachs. And those two sources, along with the seed oils, are responsible for increasing this omega-6 fatty acid from 1% of our calories in the beginning of the century to 8% or more at the end of the century.
Now, this is amazing to me. I didn't even think of chickens, because I think of chickens as being very, very lean. But then again, I tend to eat small amounts of the dark meat. I guess if you're eating more of the dark meat, then you're going to be more susceptible to exposure to this particular undesirable fat.
That's correct. So when we mimic this diet in these rodents, we doubled the obesity in the rodents. When we fed rodents a high-fat diet, 60% of calories from fat, if we fed it to it in the standard way people feed it, that's an 8% linoleic acid diet, we could knock out one molecule, one molecular species from the high-fat diet, the animals did not get obese. We could feed them 60% of calories from fat, they didn't get obese.
It wasn't until they were given the higher degree of linoleic acid.
That's correct.
So that's the linkage here. That's it. Now,
In a second paper, we also showed if you give the animals a low-fat diet, you expect they're not going to become obese, right?
Right.
You put in 8% of calories from fat of linoleic acid in a low-fat diet. We made animals obese on a low-fat diet.
That's amazing. See, and this, I love this because, you know, we are seeing...
It's a specific mechanism. It is an absolutely clear, specific molecular path from the dietary changes in the humans in the last 20th century through a well-known and well-proven neurological mechanism for regulating appetite and obesity.
So that,
I go to many different lectures and scientific conferences, and many people and pharmaceutical industries have been trying to figure out how to manipulate and how to block this endocannabinoid pathway. Now, there was a drug in Europe that was used, Rimonabant. It blocked the receptor, but it knocked out the pathway completely and knocked out pleasure completely.
Ah.
and cause people to get suicidal. But the industry has been, the pharmaceutical industry, and many have been trying to down-regulate and reduce this flood of a hyperactive cannabinoid system. And my answer is this. Hang on a second. if you want to reduce the flood, look upstream.
Yes.
And what's happening upstream is that our diets have changed in the course of evolution.
You know what? That's brilliant, because when you were talking about pharmacological interventions, and I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, we don't need a drug so we can keep eating this fat that obviously is not good for us. We just need to stop eating so much of this particular fat.
Yeah. That is our impression. Now, we went back in the same manuscript, and then we tested ourselves. We said, now hang on a second. If this is really the case in rodents, let's look back at the changes in obesity over the 20th century. In 1900, we looked at veterans of the Union Army, and about 6% of them were obese. Then we looked at Framingham and NHANES data throughout the century. It goes up to 33% of people being obese. It is only related to levels of soybean oil, poultry, and shortening in the food supply over the 20th century. Has nothing to do with total calories, has nothing to do with saturated fats, has nothing to do with beef, has nothing to do with sugars, has nothing to do with carbohydrates.
Wow. This is amazing. And you know why it's amazing? Because we become a society of fat phobics. Everybody's afraid of fat, and in fact, they think that the only fats that you should be eating are these polyunsaturated fat edible oils, which what you're talking about here says that they are actually the culprits in many of these problems.
Our data thus far strongly implicate their role in obesity. And when we have a little bit more time after the break, I'll describe what we've been looking at as what we think is a fallacy in the assumption that all polyunsaturates are good for reducing heart disease.
Oh.
Because when they were initially recommended back in the 1960s and 70s, all polyunsaturates were treated equal.
Right.
Omega-6s and omega-3s. And it was thought that the common mechanism was in lowering cholesterol.
Right.
And therefore all polyunsaturates should be cardioprotective.
And we know that this is not true. Okay, we're going to go into the break, but before we go in, I just wanted to mention one other thing, and that is the conversion to arachidonic acid, which is also known to be a pro-inflammatory mechanism in the body, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so here's what I want to do. I want to take our break now, and 30 seconds early, and when we come back, I want to pick it up with this discussion that you have prompted here. We're talking with Dr. Joseph Hiblin. We're talking about the effects of linoleic acid on obesity. This is really an important discussion, and those of you out there need to share this show with your friends, because it could be that a reduction in the wrong types of fats alone could be the answer that they're looking for in reaching their body weight goals. How amazing is this? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomerase. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting tasciences.com. That's tasciences.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes and my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WhayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Joseph Hiblin, and we're discussing right now the effects of some of the polyunsaturated fat on obesity. And this is really important discussion. Corn oil, the go-to oil that mom used to deep fry her chicken in, 60% linoleic acid by weight. Think about this. Think about the amount of this particular oil that we consume on a regular basis in processed foods as byproducts, as chickens digest these foods and we then end up with meat that has higher levels of certain types of fatty acids in it. And the rate of obesity, amazing. Okay, so let's pick it up where we left off, Dr. Hiblin. You wanted to get deeper into this discussion.
Right. I first want to caution that we have not yet shown in humans that eating a diet with less omega-6, with less linoleic acid, will reduce obesity. We know that it can reduce the endocannabinoids, and we know that it should reduce obesity and should bring weight down. We've yet to quite do those studies to close that gap and have that for certain. But everything in the animal studies and everything in the basic pharmacology predicts and directs that it's going to be true.
You know,
I just want to be cautious.
And it's my experience that the landscape of the brain changes and takes a while to change back. So I don't think it's something that if you just simply cut out this particular fatty acid that your degree of satiety is going to increase. And I think it will take time for the brain to kind of reorganize itself. Do you think that that's a fair assumption?
That is a fair assumption. And as well, most of us carry around a few extra kilograms of adipose tissue,
right,
and fats, and it takes about 2 years to totally turn over the composition of your body fat after you switch to a lower omega-6 diet.
Okay.
So probably the prescription is to both lower omega-6 fatty acids, to lower the flood, and to add marine omega-3 fatty acids at the same time.
Yes, perfect sense. Now, can you talk a little bit about the linoleic acid relationship to leptin and adiponectin, please?
what we found was that the linoleic acid elevated the arachidonic acid. The arachidonic acid elevated these endogenous cannabinoids. Once they were elevated, leptin and adiponectin followed downstream those changes. The primary regulator was the endocannabinoids.
Interesting. And, you know, I've done several good shows now over the past year, emerging research that now is pointing to asthma, especially in women, and a linkage to adiponectin, and COPD, and a linkage to leptin. And so when we look at these situations that are growing in our population, and so as along with obesity, we realize that these problems may actually be extrinsic to the diet, something that the people are doing that's causing a type of inflammation that attacks just the lungs, for instance. Now, you mentioned something about heart disease, the linkage to this. Can you talk elaborate a little bit on that?
Well, we always have to be open-minded, both open-minded and careful when we think about things changing in our society and changing in health. Now, many people, for example, looking at the rise in obesity, look back only to the 1990s and dietary and social changes since then. I'm not satisfied with that. I look back all the way to the beginning of the century.
Okay.
And when we look at what things in the environment have changed, I think it's critically important to look at the changes of these important biochemicals that regulate the brain, because they are not a trivial part of the diet. They're 8 to 10% of calories from a single molecular source. You know, it's as if we've been through a massive societal-wide experiment to elevate linoleic acid, and no one signed a consent form, and it was done on the assumption that it would lower cholesterol and that specifically this fatty acid would reduce heart disease. Now, we recently did a paper where we looked back at the evidence very carefully. The American Heart Association had published a paper saying, eat more linoleic acid specifically because it lowers cholesterol. And we looked exactly at their data and looked at the randomized placebo-controlled trials. And lo and behold, we found that the trials that used unsaturated fatty acids that contained both omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids, they protected against heart disease. But those trials that used selectively omega-6 polyunsaturates, those trials had a tendency to increase heart disease.
Gosh.
So the mistake that was made was mixing all the trials together.
Right.
And mixing all the omega-6s and omega-3s together. And you see a benefit. Ah, well, it's kind of like saying, okay, you have an infection, I'm going to give you marshmallows laced with penicillin. Okay?
Right.
The penicillin is the omega-3s, the marshmallows are the omega-6s.
Right.
I give you the marshmallows, you get better. So therefore, you should eat more marshmallows.
Right, right. it's crazy. It's
unless
so crazy.
You separate out specifically which fatty acids are being utilized, you don't know what has the cardioprotective effect.
Beautiful.
And in many studies, the Nurses' Health Study and other longitudinal cohort studies, the data is mixed on omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids. And therefore, those studies should not be used to specifically recommend omega-6 fatty acids. When we look at the data, we indicate that there is a strong tendency towards harm. And in part, we believe, because of this effect of the omega-6s increasing arachidonic acid, because they're the source of arachidonic acid
right.
in most body, and that is so critically important for inflammatory processes.
Right, right. Now, linoleic acid does not increase lipogenesis. It increases appetite, correct?
the linoleic acid increases the endocannabinoids. In the brain, the endocannabinoids increase appetite and increase packing on calories.
Okay.
Sort of overrides the full switch.
Does
in the liver, the same endocannabinoids take all those calories that are coming in and switch on the enzymatic machinery, fatty acid synthase, etc., to transform those calories into fat. Then, in the adipose tissue, the same endocannabinoids tell the fat cells to suck up all the fat that's in the circulating in the body.
Wow.
And store it and increase inflammation.
If you wanted to create a pharmaceutical that worked on multiple pathways that would help you get fat, this would be it. This would be the smart bomb. Yeah, this would be it.
That's exactly right. And there was probably some evolutionary advantage to being able to store calories and store fats. But when you have a flood, and the flood of linoleic acid from the flood of crops, oil crops being grown, washes over the entire diet and elevates the endocannabinoids, man, you know, it's really potentially a great deal of trouble.
Okay. So does the oil, the linoleic acid, have a greater affinity to the cannabinoid receptor than, say, THC itself? Does it stay in that receptor and stimulate hunger and lipogenesis for a longer period of time from one exposure?
The linoleic acid itself does not. The linoleic acid is the building block that makes the arachidonic acid.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yes, the arachidonic acid.
The arachidonic acid gets transformed into the endogenous cannabinoid. The marijuana-like molecule.
So I guess the correct question is, does the arachidonic acid have greater affinity to the cannabinoid receptor than, say, marijuana does, the cannabinoids from THC?
No. You only need very small amounts of those from THC, and there are, of course, also synthetic cannabinoid receptor mimicking molecules or activating molecules that are have been produced. Spice and other cannabinoid receptor activating compounds, which are illegal.
Okay. So now. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The pharmaceuticals are much more are usually much more potent.
Okay.
On a picomole basis.
Now, how does linoleic acid translate to things like conjugated CLA, conjugated linoleic acid, or ALA, or even GLA? Because some of these seem to have the ability to stimulate lipolysis.
The linoleic acid can get conjugated in bovine stomach and in other sources.
Right.
I'm not quite so convinced of its potency and its utility. GLA, gamma linoleic acid, is one step further unsaturated than linoleic acid, and there have been reports for a long time that it, you know, can be the precursor to an anti-inflammatory compound.
Mm.
But again, the clinical studies on GLA have not been very robust in reducing inflammation or reducing other problems.
Okay. All right, we're going to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk to you about what you hope people take away from this and how you're being received by industry in general. We're talking with Dr. Joseph Hiblin. This is a really, really important interview for those of you who are listening. While the human trials, as Dr. Hiblin is pointing out, have not been done to show this effect in humans, clearly in the rat models, there seems to be an effect on increasing body fat with the greater degree of linoleic acid intake. I don't know about you, but I'm going to err on the side of caution to make sure that I get as much of it out of my diet as possible. And I think you should too. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Well,
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Over 35% of all men over 20 will struggle with painful chronic prostatitis at some time in their lives. Relaxin is a novel dietary supplement shown in a preliminary retrospect study to be more effective than antibiotics at relieving symptoms of chronic prostatitis. Relaxin is safe and effective for men. If you suffer from prostatitis and don't want to take powerful drugs, antibiotics, or risk procedures, give Relaxin a try. Go to bioadvantex.com to learn more. That's bioadvantex.com. Stop living with embarrassing pain and symptoms associated with chronic prostatitis today. Get Relaxin, R-E-L-E-X-I-N.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today. If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Rhythm is a dancer. It's a soul's companion. People feel it everywhere.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Dr. Hiblin, first of all, what do you hope that people take away from this research?
Well, I hope that they take away from this research that we are apparently suffering from a deficiency of omega-3 fatty acids in the modern U.S. diet, and that this deficiency is being caused by a flood, and it's being caused by a flood of omega-6 fatty acids from seed oils that were never part of the human diet throughout most of evolution. I want them to take away that we must be cautious about eating excess amounts of linoleic acid, and we must be cautious in equating all polyunsaturates in being equal.
Yeah, and that seems very, very fair. You're not damning it. You're just saying, look, you've got to be cautious about how much you take in. Now, there are entire industries that would probably not want this type of research put out there. What about those folks? What can they do? I mean, is it just a matter of, look, there are some edible oils that really aren't, that shouldn't be edible. Just because you can squeeze it out of a seed doesn't mean that people should be cooking it and eating it. Does it just come down to that?
You know, I have found that most of the people in the commodities and seed industries have been very conscientious and very concerned about this argument and very willing to listen to the science as it evolves and willing to work with me and other scientists in the fat and lipid community. And they recognize that this may be possible. And I think that they're acting thus far very responsibly.
Okay. Okay. Now,
the biggest difficulty I think that people have is making a paradigm shift. They think about molecules that are bioactive and psychotropic in the brain that they have to be drugs. And they have a big time making a paradigm shift to understanding that if you label it and you name it a food, well, it's still a biochemical.
Right.
And it's still a molecule. And it can still change your brain composition.
Well, and I mean, we've done shows over the years about the sense of well-being, the effects of omega-3 fatty acids, even some omega-3 fatty acids outperforming SSRIs in individuals suffering from major depressive disorder. And then I've had Dr. Susan Kleiner on the show, and she is the author of a book called The Good Mood Diet, who says omega-6 high degrees of consumption of omega-6 fatty acids could be leading to a lot of the depressive mood swing type qualities that humans suffer from, and points to the economically underserved neighborhoods where fast food is the primary meal 3, 4, 5 times a day, and says that this could be a contributing factor to some of the problems in these areas. You think we're going too far by damning these oils to that degree?
Well, I would have a hard time disagreeing with that, because the basis of her argument and her book are citations of my published work.
Okay.
And I was the one who originated the hypothesis of omega-3 fatty acids being protective of depression back in the 1990s.
Wow.
And did the first publications in this area, and have seen the field grow, and now in this last month, the Department of Defense has taken this so very seriously as to fund a $10.8 million study to evaluate the effects of omega-3 fatty acids in reducing suicide and risky suicidal behaviors among veterans.
That's wonderful. That is wonderful.
And so we hope to have some, you know, unequivocal answers with regards to the efficacy in a couple of years. Although I would say, when I've reviewed over the 20 years of the randomized placebo-controlled trials of omega-3 fatty acids for depression, when you look at the trials that were done well, that is, they actually studied depressed people
mm-hmm.
instead of studying happy people or normal people,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can't, if you don't have pneumonia, an antibiotic is not going to reduce your pneumonia,
right?
If you don't have depression, omega-3s are not going to reduce your depression. So if you look at those studies that are done well, we first of all found, surprisingly, that it was EPA that was the critical component of the fish oils, the omega-3s, rather than DHA.
Interesting.
In treating depression. And when you look at those trials that were done on depressed patients and done with EPA, we find that the effect size is greater for omega-3 fatty acids than for typical antidepressants.
Yeah, that's remarkable. That's so fantastic.
And we know much of the neurochemistry behind this, of the omega-3 fatty acids permitting neuronal growth and, you know, arborization, like a tree blooming. You want to have a neuron is sort of like a tree. It has branches and it has leaves.
Neuronal sprouting, exactly.
Neuronal sprouting, yes. If you don't give a tree fertilizer, it can't sprout new leaves. If you don't give neurons EPA and DHA, they can't sprout new synapses.
And my go-to supplement, Dr. Hiblin, is good old-fashioned cod liver oil, because not only does it have EPA and DHA in it, but it has vitamin A, which we know is responsible for stem cell differentiation in tissue, as well as vitamin D3, which, we plenty of research. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love cod liver oil because I feel like I'm not just getting my omega-3s, I'm getting other things that are beneficial as well.
Most Icelandic grandmothers would agree with you.
Yes.
Which brings me back, it reminds me to the other topic here, is, and that is if people wish to reduce their omega-6 fatty acids and reduce their burden of omega-6 fatty acids, you can make that cod liver oil 10 times more effective in your body because there's less to compete against. And by the way, you'd need also, if you reduce the omega-6 fatty acids, it reduces the burden on fisheries tenfold because we can reduce the competition. So how do you do it? What oils should you eat and go directed to? Most critically is to go away from safflower and corn oil and soybean oil and use, whenever possible, olive oil. And in most cooking and other applications, you can use olive oil. If you want to bake or use something that doesn't have the biologicals of olive oil, the taste, look for high oleic sunflower or safflower oil, or use coconut oil.
Bingo. That's my favorite. I eat coconut oil, copious amounts of it. But I'll tell you another one that I was surprised to find. And I am a purveyor of raw unpasteurized milk and cream, and I use raw unpasteurized butter. I own a share in a cow, which makes it legal for me to buy. And I cook a lot of my foods with raw unpasteurized butter. Lo and behold, from grass-fed cows, less than 2% of linoleic acid.
Yep, very, very low linoleic acid. So you're getting more towards evolutionary levels and evolutionary diets.
And I would be remiss, and I've spoken about him often on this show, posthumously, and that's Dr. Paul Dudley White, one of the founders of the American
yep.
Heart Association and the man who brought the EKG to the United States, took a position in the 30s decrying these new fangled oils like Crisco and asking people to return to butter and lard and tallow and natural animal fats and avoiding these new corn, the new vegetable oils back then. And his request was swept under the covers. He said all of his years in school, in internship, in private practice, he had encountered only one myocardial infarction. But by the time the 30s rolled around, the rate of heart attack was threefold higher, and the only thing he could point to was these new artificial oils that we were eating.
Well, it's we've examined that issue of the change of diets over time and heart disease. Unfortunately, I haven't published those data yet, so I can't speak to them. But one critical piece here is that the Keyes equation in the 1960s...
Ansel Keyes, you mean?
Ansel Keyes
yes,
equated
yes.
saturated fatty acids to elevating cholesterol. Other studies linked elevating cholesterol to elevating heart disease.
But unless you go all
the way from saturated fatty acids to heart disease, you may not be making an appropriate link.
Yes.
And saturated fatty acids have been vilified largely on the basis of this biochemical association. There are many other associational studies, and there's a diversity, a very wide diversity of opinion of saturated fats among nutritionists. But what is clear is that there is not a clear consensus among nutritional scientists that they're bad.
Right.
There is it's really being revisited, and those assumptions are being looked at again.
And I
think that the assumptions that all polyunsaturates are good because they lower cholesterol similarly need to be reassessed.
And the Dr. Ansel Keyes' research never corrected for a lot of other things like cigarette smoking, diabetes or anything else when he looked at the linkage between cholesterol and heart disease. And the original studies that were performed that even brought cholesterol into the discussion were done on herbivores. They were done on rabbits. And rabbits don't act like humans when it comes to diet.
A few important observations about the seven-country study are that, number one, the diet that was the most beneficial was the diet of Crete. And that was beyond what you would consider a Mediterranean diet. It was actually fairly low in polyunsaturates. Mm. All of the polyunsaturates came from fish, and the background oil was olive oil. On the other end of the spectrum was Finland, that had high saturates and also high smoking. Now, Finland was touted as a great success story. It switched over from saturated fatty acids to canola oil, which has a large amount of alpha-linolenic acid, the omega-3 oil.
Right.
However, other countries in that region who switched over to polyunsaturated fats that were sunflower oil and safflower oil didn't do quite so well. And Dr. Willits has produced a paper indicating that it's specifically the switch over to alpha-linolenic acid that appears to be responsible for the decrease in heart disease.
And obviously the linkage there is it converts to omega-3?
Yes.
Wow.
Now, I'll be careful to say that Dr. Willits does not degrade or find a harm. He doesn't say anything about the omega-6 fatty acid changes in those countries. He just indicates that the beneficial effect appeared to be from the omega-3s.
Yeah. This is all good information. Very, very good. Dr. Hiblin, I want to thank you. It's been an honor to have you on the show. And this is a very, very important discussion that we're going to make sure that gets around through the podcast network so that people can hear it.
Very good, and a very responsible presentation of the endocannabinoid story is in the November issue of Science News that can be accessed online.
Very good.
I believe that's how you found me.
Yes, that's right. Thank you, Dr. Hiblin.
Well, thank you very much, Carl. It's been a great pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, so there you have it. Great discussion on the importance of the types of fats that you choose in your diet. Also want to thank Rob Regish for the first hour, the Blueprint Power Hour, and thank you for listening. We'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.